former mayor of Irwin, Republican Bert Richards, is the first candidate in Iowa's 4th Congressional District to gather the necessary signatures to have his name put on the 2020 Republican primary ballot. Republican candidates in the district this year are required to gather 1,874 signatures, or 1% of the total number of votes cast for the party's 2018 gubernatorial nominee. Other Republican 4th District candidates include incumbent Steve King of Chiron, State Senator Randy Feenstra of Hull, and Woodbury County Supervisor Jeremy Taylor. So far, one Democrat, Sioux City's J.D. Shulton, is running for the 4th District seat. Shulton lost to Steve King last year by 3 percentage points. A legislative committee today has delayed a portion of new sports gambling rules that would allow the state to collect some of the winnings of those who owe child support, back taxes, or criminal debt. The Iowa Administrative Rules Review Committee today approved a request by the state's casinos to delay that portion of the rules. The delay will allow lawmakers until next year to clarify how they want those debts collected from sports gambling winnings. Democratic Senator Rob Hogue voted against that delay, saying those who owe child support, back taxes, or criminal debt should pay up. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds today declared this week to be Wind Week in the state, and U.S. Senator Joni Ernst has introduced legislation to incentivize and promote the development of wind power and wind jobs in Iowa. The bill would promote training opportunities for students, community colleges, and technical schools, facilitate the modernization of the current U.S. wind technician workforce, and create career pathways for veterans to more easily enter the wind workforce. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.